Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today with Tanner Sheehan. Tanner is Vice President and General Manager, LexisNexis Risk Solutions, Claim Solutions. Tanner, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So Tanner, LexisNexis Risk Solutions launched its new Claims Clarity solution earlier this year. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I think what we hear from carriers over and over again is they are looking to be fast, efficient, and fair. So we're always out there looking for data points that would help with that. In the case of Claims Clarity, we kind of felt like there were some data points that we had internally that were key to fast, efficient, fair claims handling that either weren't available to carriers at all, or weren't available in a scalable and efficient manner. Some of the data points were available, but we found that they weren't being leveraged in a consistent way across the carrier's workforce. So at the highest level, I mean, Claims Clarity just gives carriers more context on the person with whom they're dealing. And the context is in three main areas. It's their historical claims experience, it's their public records footprint, and it's police reported incidents that involve that person or that person's vehicle. And I think another important point here is that we deliver the information in real time through a system-to-system connection, so it doesn't rely on adjusters or investigators clicking through and reading through reams of paper in order to make a decision.
So how exactly does Claims Clarity fit in today's claims environment?
Well, I think there are a few main use cases, triaging, fraud, workflow efficiency, and subrogation. And I think we should probably talk about triaging first. We've reached a point where a big portion of the market has spent tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions, on digital self-service tools. What we hear from a lot of carriers, though, is that they don't have the confidence to fully leverage the money they've spent because of worries and fears about unsavory characters taking advantage of these lower touch straight through processes and getting paid money that they're not owed, let's say. Well, what this means is that the vast majority of customers who have positive and honest intent aren't always able to take advantage of these new and sophisticated processes that would lead to a better customer experience. So you think of Claims Clarity as kind of triaging for that, actually. It's kind of a first line of defense. So we say it allows carriers to say yes with confidence to putting their customers through these new digital self-service processes. But if a carrier sees certain things in Claims Clarity, it may not mean that what they have on the other end of the line, so to speak, is a fraudster, but it may mean that they want to push that particular claim over through a different channel for further review. So I guess to shorten that up, there's fraud, and that has to be identified and dealt with, but the complement to fraud is all the good and honest customers out there who need to have the benefit of the best processes that the carrier can offer. So Claims Clarity kind of helps with that frontline triaging for those things. Now, I've said fraud enough times that really needs to be the second use case we talk about. So one of the people at LexisNexis who developed this product has an SIU background with a very large carrier. So a lot of what shows up in the product are the things that investigators typically look for when they're looking for fraud. The difference is that Claims Clarity eliminates the searching for various reports and picking and choosing. We kind of like alert the investigator to the things they're probably going to eventually find. We kind of just surface those all at one time. And so when we present these types of attributes to SIU folks, we just find them shaking their heads like, yep, that's what we look for. That's exactly it. That kind of brings up maybe use case 2B, which is it is really a workflow efficiency for these folks. So it allows them to maybe skip some steps or skip ahead in the process. One unique thing about Claims Clarity is that it has police report data in it. So when we find that a person or a vehicle has shown up in police reports in the past, we give the investigator all the necessary information to go out and order those historical police reports to see if they found any patterns that suggest they might need to be skeptical of the claim. So there's attributes that just point investigators in the right direction. It also fits in fraud models, so simple red, yellow, green type scoring models, whether internal or external. We've announced a partnership with Shift Technologies. Claims Clarity is available within Shift's model. So when carriers are partnered with Shift and partnered with LexisNexis, they can get the benefit of Claims Clarity data just inside of Shift's model. One last one, I'll bring up is subrogation. I mean, it's a big decision point for carriers on whether to pursue subrogation on an individual sometimes. If the likelihood of collecting monies from that individual is low, carriers often don't want to waste the time and resources. And Claims Clarity can help with some indicators on whether there will be a successful recovery.
Tanner, do you think carriers are looking for more consistency in organizations in their claims workflows?
I think so. And I think that, as I mentioned, some of this data is available to them today, but it's applied really inconsistently. And you'll hear this from carriers all the time. You know, this is that the best fraud referrals into SIU are provided by 10% of their adjusters. So there are adjusters that are just really good at discerning that something is off and referring the case over to SIU, and SIU goes, yep, these are great referrals. The problem is there are adjusters out there that never refer anything into SIU. And so that inconsistency is a problem. Claims Clarity delivered in real time to in a system-to-system context can take some of these judgment calls out of the adjuster's hands, and the carrier can decide at a systematic level through business rules which claims can be automatically referred to SIU. So if I find one of these three things as surfaced by Claims Clarity, generate an immediate referral into SIU without waiting for the adjuster to sort of sniff something out.
So LexisNexis just published its 2022 auto trends report. What are some of the claims implications from that report?
Yeah, well, we start in the report in the claims section by just covering the trends in severity. I mean, especially collision and property damage, the severity increases continue to be a problem. You add to that, or maybe part and parcel to that, I guess, is workforce shortages, supply chain issues. It was a really tough 2021. I mean, not just for claims departments and underwriting as well, but I think some of the more sophisticated carriers in the market are using this as an impetus for change, or it's causing them to at least accelerate change that was already underway. So digitalization, streamlining of processes, straight through processes, that's at the forefront of their minds. One thing we talk about in the Auto Trends report is actually a separate study, our Future of Claims study, 2021. We found in that study that 29% of consumers who'd had a recent claim said that they talked to three or more people at the carrier when getting their claim scheduled. That number was actually up from 2019, where it was only 20%. So in 2019, 20% of the time, you needed to talk to three or more people to have your claim settled. 2 years later, 29% of the time, you had to talk to three or more people. So I think that's not the direction carriers want to be going. And I think that's been a gut check for some of our customers.
Now, as you know, a number of industry players are focusing on creating a touchless experience. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's right-minded as an aspiration, as an audacious goal. And I think it stimulates the right kind of thinking. Straight through processing or virtual inspection or self-service apps, those are the right moves when used in the right way. I think ultimately, it's not about eliminating touch altogether. It's about eliminating unnecessary or unwanted touches. So, I mean, for many claims, a human touch is just what the customer wants and or needs. And we're engaged with carriers who understand that and are optimizing for it as we speak. So it's not necessarily all about eliminating, it's about finding the right amount of touch. So you'll hear that called right touch in the industry, and I think that's an appropriate approach.
Let's explore that a little bit further then. How do you go about determining the right amount of touch for a carrier's program?
Yeah, I personally think it's probably more intuitive than anything. I mean, you start with this kind of truism. I think almost any claim is a nerve-wracking experience. You've messed up, and now you got to figure out how to fix it as a consumer. So there are going to be a percentage of people who want to talk to someone no matter what. But as the severity or the complexity of the claim climbs, people are going to need reassurance. They're going to need someone to tell the story to. So again, you want to be touchless on the things where touch either doesn't matter to the customer experience, or where touchless might actually improve the customer experience. But being touchless in a place where almost intuitively you can tell that people will need handholding, that's probably a counterproductive move.
Any other auto insurance topics that you would like to touch on?
Yeah, there are a couple things we're working on. We talked about some of the external factors that are kind of plaguing claims departments now between the Great Resignation and rising parts costs and supply chain shortages and rising medical costs, et cetera. Another one that's on the rise is the percentage of claims that are represented by an attorney. We think carriers need help there. So we're working on helping carriers with attorney represented claims. We're also the largest provider of police records to the industry. And I think we're just scratching the surface on the value of the data in those police reports. So that's something else that we're looking at and bringing to the industry currently is kind of mining out the gold mine of data that's in police reports.
Interesting. Tanner, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you.
That's Tanner Sheehan, Vice President and General Manager, LexisNexis Risk Solutions, Claim Solutions, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.